Top of the Charts continues with our special preview of the 2010 Juno Awards in St. John's. Miles Goodwin from the legendary April Wine is joining us on the line right now. Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. I know the band is busy right now. You're in rehearsals. What's going on?
We're just putting a new show together for the summer. We're doing an acoustic set, an extended unplugged acoustic set, which we've never done ever. So it's taking a bit of work. It's a lot of fun. We're enjoying it. It's different for us.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more about that in just a bit. But, you know, the Juno's days away, and you've got quite the honor coming up. The group inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. And naturally, I'm going to start off with a hard-hitting question. What does that feel like?
It feels good, you know. It feels great. It's been, some feel a long time coming. It's a special Juno to get, you know. It's we've been nominated, I think it's 11 times over the years. And to win any Juno is fantastic, but I think this is special. You know, it's not just for a 12-month period. You're not the group of the year, or the album of the year, or graphics of the year, whatever it might be. It's a lifetime achievement award. It covers a lot of time, and it's just really special. I'm delighted.
Yeah, obviously, the band has changed over the years. What pivotal moments or milestones stick out in your mind as being sort of really big to the group?
When we went to five from four back in 1977, when Brian came into the band, Brian Greenway, so we ended up with three guitars instead of two, and of course bass and drums, and we started recording things like Roller, Harder, Faster, and The Nature of the Beast, First Glance, things like that, and broke out of Canada in a big way. So that was probably the major turning point for the band.
And it's been around, obviously, for decades. I mean, what's the key to longevity in the music business? We see it's completely different than it was years ago. And especially something like on TV shows, you know, when they change out cast members, they're replaced. You know, sometimes the fans are disappointed. So here you are, decades later, still rocking hard.
Well, I think, you know, some fans are disappointed. I mean, I know how that feels. You know, I'm a fan of music and bands and persons as well, musical persons as well, and you always want the original band, and of course, when there's a change, it just doesn't feel the same. But then you get to know the new person, and then you start to like that person or the changes for what they are. I think the music is really what's transcended everything. You know, the songs are still there; they don't change, and the quality of the songs are good enough that people want to hear them again. You know, and radio's been very, very good to us over the years, and our fan base is very loyal. And so, although there are changes, you know, and some, you know, a couple of people have actually retired, and more than a couple have just left the business, retired, some earlier, some later. And so changes happen, but the music is the same, and I've been in it from the beginning, and Brian's in 77, and you know, and even the band, every time the band changes, the new band has a lot of integrity.
And I think there's a new energy and excitement then when you bring in somebody new, because they obviously will bring new things to the band that weren't there before.
Yeah, that can happen too, and never more so than when Brian came in and we went to three guitars, you know, because we could, you know, when you have two guitars, when you start going into harmonies, you always lose the rhythm guitar. So this way, we not only maintain a strong electric rhythm underneath, but we could, you know, break off into harmonies. And then we could even do three-part harmonies like Roller and things that are more intricate. So with three guitars, for us anyway, and the way we arranged and orchestrated them, it worked very, very well.
We're going to talk more about the tour and everything else that you're working on coming up in just a little bit. So stick around. Miles Goodwin from April Wine joining us. All right, Top of the Charts continues our special preview of the 2010 Juno Awards in St. John's. Miles Goodwin from the legendary group April Wine joining us. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about still rocking hard after all these years. I know the band, you're touring later this spring and in the summer, so where can we expect to see you?
Well, we're going to be traveling all over as usual. June is extremely busy. We're going to be out in Winnipeg, Regina, places like that, through Saskatoon. We're going to be down in the States, out in Colorado, Pennsylvania, Idaho, Denver, Colorado. I know we're down there as well. And July is very busy, and we're in Quebec. We're all over the place. Ontario, Newfoundland, Again, some dates down in the States. So we get around on the West Coast, Vancouver in April, Edmonton, places like that. So
well, let's talk about that. You
all
know,
over the place.
A Canadian group making it big in the U.S., I mean, so many acts are dying to make it big in the States. Is it difficult to make it? Like, I mean, you've been there, so obviously, what's your take on the whole thing?
Well, I think it's difficult. I guess things are different today. I don't know how difficult it is today compared to what it was like back in the 70s when it was extremely difficult. But, you know, you can be so successful up here and never achieve anything across the border. And there's a lot of Canadian bands.
Yeah.
That are like that. They're, you know, what we call, great Canadian bands, Hall of Famers, whatever you want to call them. You know, can't work outside of the country, so it's extremely difficult. And you know, and you can get lucky, everybody's good enough. You see, do you get the breaks? Do you get the chance? Does this thing happen and that thing happen that makes it all come together? And you know, we were lucky. We had it a couple of times in the States. Didn't take advantage of the first time back in the very beginning days with You Could Have Been a Lady around 1971. Where we had really nice numbers and charted in the U.S., all through the U.S., but didn't really follow up on it. But the next time we were ready in the late 70s with First Glance and Nature of the Beast and Harder, Faster. There's a lot of luck involved, you know. I suppose it's the same today. You have to have, you know, you have to be lucky. And there's bands like, you know, there's so many now that are doing well, you know, that it's a lot better than it used to be, where there are only a handful. There's many more today that are doing quite well.
It must be pretty cool, though. You know, you're just talking about the bandmates retire. So the band's getting older, but your fans are getting younger. I mean, you know, you've got new generations of people being influenced by your music.
Yeah, that's, of course, nice for a classic rock band. And it's true. And we, you know, when we play, there are people that are very, very young. And all ages. They cover, two, you know, at least probably about three generations there. So again, it speaks about the music, and it also speaks about when people, you know, come and see the band, they enjoy the band, they appreciate the band really tries hard. It doesn't mean that every night is stellar, every night is perfect, but you can see that the boys, you know, we all take it seriously. We're not just up there going through the motions. So I think they appreciate that too, you know. So I think it's just those kind of things. And they've heard the music at home. They've heard it on the radio. Their parents have the record collection or the CD collection. In some cases, an 8-track probably or a cassette, mm-hmm. You know. So it's just passed along. And classic rock, not just for April Wine, for many, 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 many people is very interesting and a lot of fun still.
And they are a faithful follower. So you're mentioning some of the tour dates. And, of course, they're on the band's website as well. Is that right?
Yeah, they are. You don't have to be on the website. You can become a member of that April1.ca and all that, or you can simply go just you know, Google April 1 tour dates. Simple as that, and they'll all come up, and they'll show you where we're going to be and when.
We'll be checking it out. Miles Goodwin from April Wine, the legendary group being inducted to Canadian Music Hall of Fame at the Junos. Thanks so much for joining us, and we're happy to have you in the Music Hall of Fame, and it's well deserved. So again, congratulations, and we'll see you at the Junos.
Okay, look forward to it.